And welcome everyone. On your webpage link is a video that I'm going to describe to those who are on the phone, and you'll be able to follow up on it on your recording. It's a hilarious video that Sue McKibben and I did one day for the Fast Track program, showing you why you want a magnetic riding seat. And it's just, it's such an eye-opener to be on the end of this demonstration. I was the horse kneeling on the ground, and Sue's standing on my back, and going through various riding positions. And when her toes were facing in, it was impossible for me to move my back legs, to move my legs freely and my back legs, because I was being a horse. And when she slumped over, it was agonizingly horrible. When she arched her back, I couldn't move either. So that sit up straight stuff that we got taught is absolute garbage, because it generally speaking puts you in an arched back position. So, you know, it's all very hilariously done and well worth watching because of that. You know, you can have a good laugh at me pretending to be a horse and groaning and gasping and at all the things that were happening. But the message of it is incredibly powerful. That vast amounts of what we were taught to do in riding classes, in riding lessons, is actually wrong. Far out, and not just a little bit wrong, but seriously wrong. Like, seriously gets in the road of our horses. If you get a friend and do what Sue and I were doing, you'll wonder why your horse ever puts up with you on their back. It's that dramatic. So anyway, I thought that was a good start to this seminar. Okay, Louise is there. She's on broadcast. You need to be on web call, Louise, not broadcast. Web call or phone. So it made me laugh to realise how, you know, when I set this webpage up, it made me laugh to realise how much misinformation there was, because, you know, we've been talking a lot about misinformation over the last couple of years, and the age of misinformation started a lot earlier than we thought. So instead of giving you a list and me talking and all that kind of stuff, which can get a bit boring, I like interactive seminars. So I'm going to start working with someone, and as we work with different people today, I'm also going to be taking everybody through the seat work. While, you know, while one person is getting particular attention, I'll actually be talking all of you through. And and we'll unfold all the things that you need to know about the magnetic riding seat while I'm actually teaching someone. So it'll be a lot more interesting than just listening to me gasbag. Okay, so who have we got here on the list? Susan Jackson. Let me see. I'm pretty sure that's you. 142, the phone number ending in 142. Who's that? Hey. Oops, sorry, I turned you off.
Hey, Jenny. Sorry, I'm here. Susan.
Ah, cool. That is you, Sue. Excellent. Well, you're on the list because you've got an old injury from a horse fall. Yeah. So, and Louise has got a hand up. I can see her up there now. You'll go second, Louise. So have you got a headset on? because you sound a little bit far away from the phone.
You're talking to me, Jenny?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Do I need to have one and stand up and do all of that?
Well, you're probably going to find it hard with one hand up to your ear.
I'll prop the phone up and put it on speaker.
That'll be terrible for our recording.
Oh, will it? Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I'll dial back in on my other phone and have a headset on then.
Excellent. Super.
Because I'm actually just
Lloyd.
On the landline, so I need to get a headset set up on my mobile then. Then I can just put that in my pocket. So I have to dial back in.
No problems. I'll start with Louise.
Okay. Bye.
There you go, Louise. You're first after all.
Great.
Okay,
and you can hear me okay?
Yep, can hear you okay. So you've got a flat chair?
Yes.
Now, you're the nervous rider. Now, the thing you have to know is that every noise you make in the background is creating a loud noise in people's ears.
Sorry, yep.
No, I'm only just, people don't know unless I tell them.
Yeah.
So no need to apologise. So if you pick up a piece of paper, we're going...
Right.
just as an example. Okay, so everybody can join in this part. Paying gentle attention to your outward breath. Actually, before we start, tell me a little bit about your nerves.
Yeah, they seem so bad, actually. I just tried something yesterday to go riding out on my own out of the paddock, and I just, you know, it's like a terror, like a frozen terror in my chest. I just can't move, can't get beyond, start, imagine all sorts of things going wrong and feel a bit frozen.
Yep. And how long's this been going on for?
Well, yeah, probably about 5 or 6 years since I tried to get back into riding that I noticed this strange fear coming up.
Okay. So, I love this work. I'm chortling away here because this is actually so freaking easy.
Is it?
And I can feel the excitement rising in me. Okay, paying gentle attention to your outward breath. It's really interesting. There's two types of riders who are nervous. One is people who are coming back into riding, like you are, and the others are really, really good riders who are quite sensitive to their horses, who actually build up layers of nerves until they lose their nerve. I can't tell you how many really, really shit hot riders I know who have lost before working with me lose their nerve.
Mm.
So it'll be interesting to see which of the two or three reasons for it is yours.
Yep.
So paying gentle attention to your outward breath. And the reason we're paying gentle attention to your outward breath is because it's the opposite to what you've normally been taught, so it makes you feel inside yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So notice the way the lower part of your ribs just squashes the last little bit of air from your lungs. And everybody's joining in this part. And you're not doing anything on purpose. You're just noticing the flicks of the lower part of your ribs as that last little bit of air from your lungs just flows out. And soften your eyes and smile a little bit because I'm trying to think of a fast way to say this. You know, you often hear me talk about the perfection of stuff, you know, the rightness behind it, the reason that things happen, and the perfection of the messages that our minds and bodies and spirits give to us. And smiling softly with our eyes kind of allows those messages to flow a bit better. So when you smile a little bit and let that smile reach your eyes, you'll feel your eyes soften. There. I can feel lots of people doing that. That's lovely. So still paying gentle attention to the ribs. Now, everybody's different. There are different things that trigger people into dropping into their inner awareness. And I'm going to run through all of them. So that everybody on the call gets to drop into a layer of inner awareness. So that's the physical, the paying attention to you, to the way your ribs are going and the way that your breath's moving. And now see if you can feel your heartbeat. And some people can feel it really strongly. It makes me smile because it took me 2 years to be able to do that. Was not my thing. Notice any energy moving in your body. So could you feel your heartbeat, Louise?
Yes, and that's the first time I've been able to, actually, yeah.
Oh, way to go. We're working in an amplified field here. We're working in a beautiful energy that kind of makes everything easier.
Mm.
And it's very deliberate. It's a great place for breakthroughs.
Right.
And then you can anchor them and take them back to everyday life. I feel such excitement about that. So now notice any energy moving through your body. Might be kind of tingles in your hands and your feet. Allow any thoughts and ideas to flow across your mind, particularly the ones you think of or that you might think of as negative. it's a bit of a scream that, you know, I've had circumstances where I could actually feel somebody thinking, this is a big wank. And I've kind of jumped up and said, let those negative thoughts flow. Pay attention to them. And they think that's a bit weird that I shouldn't be saying pay attention to thoughts like that. But as we allow our thoughts and ideas in our heads to flow, when we just observe them and notice them and notice the feelings behind them and the patterns of them, they're absolute gold at the bottom of them for those people with strong natural mental feel. There, keep paying attention to your outward breath and that heartbeat that's so strong for you. Feel that, Louise. Mm. And everybody else just paying sweet, smiley, gentle attention to the thing that felt strongest for you. As I was just talking Louise through to finding her inner awareness. And then everyone, just allow yourselves to notice all of what the inside of your body feels like. I talk about the five separate ways of feeling as if they're separate, but that's just to bring them to your attention. Each of us has our own swirly combination of all five of them in a unique way, some strong, some stronger, some weaker, but we all experience them as a swirling oneness. They're not kind of separate. So just smiling and allowing. Now, Louise, there is a big back problem. You've got a big back problem, sweetheart, haven't you?
Oh, in my physical back?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean, yes. Oh, interesting.
Do you?
I have had a big back problem in my life, actually. It feels better these days, but, yeah, I suffer from it.
Okay.
What did you mean, emotional back problems?
No, no, I can physically feel a stuckness in your back. It's mid back.
Yes, exactly. Yep, that's exactly where the problem comes from. Yep.
Okay, well, just gently allow your attention to drift to that place in your back.
Oh, I feel absolute terror.
Yeah. Okay, so just we don't want to, and this is for everybody too, there's no need to feel the terror and the whatever else is locked up in there. Just kind of smile a little and roll it. You know, think of a wave on the beach and you're just going to roll it, you know, roll the wave away from you a little. And you can still see it. There's no need to go into anything.
Okay.
Paying gentle attention to your outward breath. Now that that wave's kind of rolled away from you a bit, walk up the beach further. Walk mm-hmm. further up the sand dunes. Ah, that's better. Phew! Okay. Two things. We don't need to recreate any kind of terrible stuff when we're doing this work. In fact, the beauty of it is that we can get the aha moments to flow, and it's feel good all the way. That's my mantra. The thing I stand for is to not struggle anymore, to not struggle with that shit anymore. Now, terror is an intensification of fear. It's layer after layer after layer of fear until it's each layer has intensified the next until you've got terror instead of just fear.
Yeah.
Just feel inside of you what's happening inside of you as I'm talking about this. The fear is just a message. And the minute, in fact, the freaking second that you understand it, in case that didn't work in my mic, that was my fingers clicking,
mm-hmm.
it's gone. As soon as you understand the message of that fear, it's gone. Sometimes you need to actually take action as well, but it's that fast. We're meant to listen to fear. Now, you know, I'm very aware that old fears are influencing the fears that we experience now. But as we experience them in this moment, when we listen and understand the message, even the message of the old fears will disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll make the old fear disappear.
Mm.
So where that's locked up in your body, where that fear is locked up in your body, not only will the fear disappear, so will the pain. And so will the, you've actually got a bone out of place. One of your spinal bones is displaced a fraction.
Wow.
And that's where that, you know, tension and discomfort's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, still paying gentle attention to your outward breath. And everybody else who's got nerves around writing can be doing the same thing. Smiling a little bit. Doing the waves and the beach thing if that works for you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's just a message. The fear is just a message. Now, here's the thing, Louise. That's not all yours. That is not remotely all yours. Who's the first person or being that pops into your mind when I say that to you. Excuse me. I didn't get the mic. Well, that happened so suddenly. I didn't get the mic shut down.
That's all right. Well, actually, my sister.
Okay, well, this is a classic example of, and you notice your back instantly felt better.
Yes, it did.
Like your back felt better, the fear, like, lifted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is a classic example of, you know, non-riding stuff actually affecting our riding, because that blockage in your back is a very good reason to not get on a horse.
Yes.
Because that blockage in your yeah, because that blockage in your back is like it's getting in the road of you flowing with your horse's movement.
Mm.
And you'll see from this hilarious video when you watch it after our session, how much our stuff get like seriously feels physically ghastly to our horse. You should hear the noises I'm making. It's quite funny. So, now here's the thing. You didn't wake up one morning, God knows how many years ago, and decide to pick up your sister's fear. There was a reason for it. There was something for you to know or do for her or about her. And it can be as simple, you know, sometimes it's as simple as asking someone, are they okay? Sometimes it's something more specific. Now, just smile and make a sweet kind of willing decision to understand what this message is about your sister. And you don't need to tell us the answer if it's too personal. And you might not even need to get the answer today, because you'll notice that as soon as you knew it was your sister, that back pain's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the key to knowing it's my sister's.
Yeah, because you can't kid yourself. You can't kid yourself and say, oh, well, you know, it's somebody else, it's not mine, because if you get the wrong answer, the discomfort's still there.
Yes.
And the emotion's still there. And
I feel it's easing and going as I breathe into it. And just it's just not mine. Yeah.
Okay. So, there's two kinds of stuff that we suppress inside us. There's the irrelevant stuff. You know, years and years ago, I'll use me as an example. Years and years ago, I had some kind of experience where I felt great terror and pushed it down, was told to be brave, pushed it down into my body, caused all kinds of crap with it. But the reason for that terror is long gone. There's no need for me to understand anything about it. So the answer is not relevant anymore. I don't need an answer because it's not relevant anymore. So just the tuning into it is enough for it to go.
Mm.
And then sometimes when I tune in, there is still some relevance to what's going on now.
There is no relevance to me.
No, there isn't. And you could tell that because it just lifted and went woof as soon as you understood it was hers.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, it's not amazing to me. I do this for you. Now, Louise, there's a tiny little bit left. Just smile a little.
Mm-hmm.
And because you've been living with this for so long, it actually feels normal. That's why it's taken me to notice that there's just a tiny little bit left. Because, you know, the amount that you've got left feels so normal.
Mm.
Yeah, you can just feel that little bit of, I don't know, tension.
Yes.
It's not the same kind of discomfort as before, but yes. There's just a bit of tension there.
It's not terrible.
Okay.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little bit, feels like a little bit of self-mistrust, actually.
Oh, cool. Mm. I'm going to ask the question, is it all yours, though? Because we've got to be open at every layer, open to the idea that it might not be ours. In our connection to our horses and to each other, we feel each other's stuff all the time. It's a flowing of non-verbal communication that is perfectly natural and perfectly normal. And it happens, you know, long before people learn how to do this work. It's been happening all our lives. So was it all yours?
It is mine, actually, yeah. It's like I've cleared a lot of stuff about, you know, healing the past, but there's just this little bit left of just not quite trusting what I'm trying to get the word of what.
Okay.
I don't fully trust myself.
Excellent. I'm not a fan of the word trust. I can feel some old students really smiling at that because they've heard me say this many times before. When somebody says, trust me, I want to run a million miles away because what they're telling me to do is to ignore my inner guidance system.
Yes.
Like, no, I'm not going to. Thanks all the same. So when we learn to flow with our inner guidance system, when we learn to flow with our feel and pay just sweet and gentle attention to it, you know, and horses are so good at teaching us how to do this because they make it such a pleasure.
Mm.
Wow, somebody on the call is almost shaking with excitement. Just smile with your eyes and notice that that's excitement, not fear. And that leads me to talk about something else. We're going to stay with this for a minute, Louise. And I think it's got some relevance to you too.
Mm-hmm.
Although the shaking thing was not you. That's somebody else on the call. Somebody on broadcast, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is fear and excitement both run out of the adrenal glands.
Mm-hmm.
And because we weren't taught how to deal with fear, we were taught to be brave, get over it, you know, get back on that horse. We were just taught so much shit. Every time we ignored our fear, we pushed it down inside us. And every time we pushed it down inside us, we added another layer of fear on top of another layer of fear on top of another layer of fear. Some of these fears were quite small and some of them were big ones. But each one adds on to the next, making the fear stronger and stronger and stronger until we can be scared of, you know, things that, you know, wouldn't be scaring us if there wasn't all this intensified fear inside us. And because fear and excitement both run out of the adrenal glands, when we've got that much suppressed fear in our bodies, the fear and excitement kind of collapse together and you can't tell them apart. And I lived my life unable to tell the difference between fear and excitement. And it literally had me sabotaging everything because I was running away from excitement as well as running. I was avoiding excitement as well as avoiding fear. Yeah, I can feel some aha moments building here. So what happens is when we do this work is the opposite. When we start paying attention to our fear and using it to keep ourselves safe the way it's designed, then fear and excitement, you can start telling the difference between the two. And then you can start following excitement and learning how to channel the energy of excitement. And, you know, for people who want to do incredible things with horses that just lift your spirits and make you just about cry with joy, you want to know how to run excitement with a horse. And you want a riding seat that is so magnetic, you're going to be stuck in the saddle while you're riding excitement with a horse. Now, not everybody wants excitement on a horse, but for those who want to do, who want to dance with horses or do performance stuff, then you want to know how to flow and use excitement. And it's such freaking fun. Whether even if you're at liberty, it's fun to flow with excitement with a horse. Like, holy snapping turtles. It's just such a buzz to watch them, you know, leaping in their own power and literally feeling it with them. Like, whoa. Now, that feeling in your back is excitement, Louise.
I know. I just realised that as you were talking. Oh, my God, I didn't realise.
So this is, there it is. And it's just, and notice it's going.
Yeah, it's
fantastic. Yeah. So yeah. What happened
is,
that's
so amazing.
Because you were suppressing fear,
yeah,
we can't feel the good stuff if we're pushing yeah. it if we're pushing it down. If we're pushing fear down, then we it reduces our joyfulness and our happiness.
Yes. I can totally feel that. And that's what attracted me to horses in the first place, was the excitement, wasn't it?
Okay, now notice, and for all of you who've made a breakthrough into more movement in your spine, notice how your spine's actually starting to move with your breath, paying gentle attention to your outward breath. I'm just going to mute myself for a second while I cough. So paying gentle attention to your outward breath, and notice as your ribs flare open for the inward breath, notice your spinal bones starting to move. For some of you, it's starting to move. Kind of feel them popping and moving. Now, Louise, we're going to do a straight interface with the seat bones with someone else because for you, that back problem was the thing that was in the road of your seat. When you're in your comfort zone, you are in self-carriage, just like, you know, Bobby told me, I can't remember how many times Bobby told me, it was probably hundreds. That a horse in their comfort zone is in self-carriage. And self-carriage is when their back is lifted up, their stride is soft and rhythmic, everything's kind of real sweet and easy in the movement, and they're able to carry us with strength and ease when they're in self-carriage. And it's the kind of frame, it's the beginning of the frame that people try and force horses into. And I wrote in on the webpage that trying to make horses go into self-carriage is a very ugly sister version of the real thing. It's nothing like, you can't make a horse go into self-carriage. You can't put a leg here and a hand there and pick up the reins and blah, blah. You can't, it is impossible to make a horse go into self-carriage. But it is so bloody simple to get them there, and that is when they're in their comfort zone. And so the trick is to keep them in their comfort zone more than anything else and just gradually extend gradually get their comfort zone bigger and bigger. And the more we listen to them and the more we take action on the communication together, the deeper the comfort zone gets and the bigger the comfort zone gets and the faster the comfort zone gets. It's a good reason I called this work Fast Track. So, I just lost my train of thought. Jolly good. Great thing to do when you've got 50 people on the board. Okay, so paying gentle attention to that outward breath again. And notice your seat bones on the seat. I'm going to do the actual getting the real seat bones happening with someone else, exploring them. But for you, I want you to notice that you've changed the way that you're sitting, fixing that terror that you had stuck in your back has actually changed the way you're sitting.
It has. I'm sitting on my sit bones now. Before I was sitting in a strange curve in my back.
Aha. Exactly.
And on my out-breath, I can feel it stretching down into my sit bones.
Oh, yes. High five, Louise. High five.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, well done you. Well done you. Now soak it up, sunshine.
Yeah, beautiful.
Let your attention wander all over your body and just notice all the different parts of that and feel there's an ease kind of coming up in you. There's a happiness kind of rising in you. Pay attention to all of that. Because
yes, like my
this
old
is
self.
Your new normal.
Yes.
Because if we'd been, you know, getting you to put your seat here and put your leg there and put your hand here and all that kind of stuff, you'd be doing that forever. But because you cleared up that terror that was locked in your back, and now because you're soaking that up, and again, take your attention back inside to the outward breath and soak that up. Really appreciate the heck out of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It feels like an old self, a former self.
Oh, beautiful.
Mm.
And that soaking, the combination of those two things is what makes this your new normal. So for you to go backwards from this, you'd have to start stuffing fear down again.
Right. Yeah.
And enough fear to, you know, actually affect your riding seat.
Yes.
This progress is permanent.
Fantastic.
Well, pretty much permanent, unless you literally go stuffing fear down again. Mm. Now, I'm pretty sure you're on Journey to Feel, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Yep. And did you pick up Fast Track yet?
No, I haven't, but I will.
No. Yeah, I knew you were going to, and I couldn't remember whether you'd done it yet or not. The stuff about not stuffing fear down anymore is really important.
Yeah.
You know, it's allowing yourself, it's being open to the message of any fear that you feel. And because you're new to this work, it takes practice, and we go through, you know, in my experience anyway, and lots of people I've taught, we go through, we kind of unfold layers that we didn't even notice that we'd been stuffing down.
Yep.
You know, we were so used to behaving in a certain way that we just didn't, you know, that we just didn't notice it. And it's really normal to kind of unpack layers. Yeah, makes you all smiley to think about the possibility of doing that.
Yeah.
Because every layer you unpack, that joyfulness that was just rising in you gets stronger.
Yeah.
Now that made you smile, didn't it?
It did.
Because you haven't finished with the joyfulness yet.
No. And
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so pleased for you, sweetheart.
Oh, thanks so much, Jenny. It's just fantastic. And I am using Journey to Feel with this mare and just finding it incredible. We're really communicating with each other. So it was, to get rid of, though, that fear that kept coming up again was fantastic. I can feel that how we're on a journey. We're just talking to each other the whole time we're together. It's incredible. Yeah, but I've got a long way to go with learning it. I'm quite new to it, but it's already a better start.
I've had absolute beginners do this work who have just kind of had world class feel right from the beginning. So you're a bit lucky.
Mm.
Okay. Closing you up. Let me find Susan Jackson again. Put your hand up, Sue Jackson. Press star 2 on your phone. Ah, there you are. Okay, excellent. Wow, it's a long time since we've talked.
Yes, it has been. And Jenny, that was a lovely session. I really enjoyed that with Louise. Put a big smile on my face for the day. Very excited because I think the rain's going to hold off this afternoon and I can get out there and play with my horse.
Ah, excellent. Excellent. Mm. Okay, so yours is an injury. You had a fall off. Mm. Who did you fall off?
Oh, dear Sam, who actually died a year ago tomorrow. So it's coming up his anniversary. He slipped on a slope and fell on me. So we went down together.
Oh, okay.
As you know, I ended up in the trauma center at the Alfred Hospital. But he fell on me and crushed my foot, broke my ankle and my scapula. So it was a fairly serious foot injury. Which, of course, has affected now. I mean, that was 8 years ago, but you never really recover from an injury like that because it throws out everything on one side and then, of course, that throws things out on the other side. So,
can you feel the laughter in my voice?
Yes, I know what
we're just going to get
saying, you're going to say it's fixable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had this, I'm reminded of this young bloke who came in with a crook back. He'd been working on Yallawn W station, the big coal-fired power station had shut down, and he was working in the tunnels and he was working hunched over. They were doing their, every couple of years they do this giant, or every 4 years they do this giant cleanup of the tunnels and stuff. And he'd been working bent over for like weeks and he was just so sore. And we did that session and he had to come back a second time, which is kind of unusual in my one-on-one work. And he came back the second time and we did a second session. It didn't take very long. And I had him walking down the hallway in my house, walking in the work we'd done on his back. And I said to him, feel the flex in your feet. You know, allow your feet to flex as you're walking slowly down the hallway. And he said, oh, I can't do that. My right foot's fused. When I was a kid, I got tangled up in the harvester and had a really badly broken foot and all the bones kind of fused together and that foot doesn't work properly. And I said, well, just kind of pretend that it does for a minute. Humour me, pretend that it does. And just flex it as much as you can. So off he goes down the hallway and his foot just started flexing. 20 years earlier, that injury had happened. 20 years earlier. Hmm. And those bones had been fused for 20 years. And Steve, you know Steve, some of his injuries were more than 20 years old.
Yeah.
And look at him now. Okay, so the possibilities. you know, so we're open to the possibilities, okay? So yeah. For everybody who's carrying an old injury or has had a horse fall, you can all pay gentle attention to your outward breath. Wow, you go in so well, so fast now, Sue. That's practice. Lovely. Yeah, you've had lots of practice. How long is it since you did that first clinic with me? Gosh, it must be about 5 years, is it?
Yes, it would be.
Yeah.
With Ignite.
Gosh, that was beautiful. Watching that old girl turn over to you like that. Okay. So the thing about accidents is there's almost always something to know or do about them. And if we tune into it, we can tune into it in all kinds of ways, and it depends on what our feel is, you know, the naturalness of our own unique feel, as to which way is going to suit people better. So I'm going to lead Sue in the way that suits her best. But for all of you who are listening, I'd like you to follow, and I'm going to coach you through your best ways as well. So just allow your attention, Sue, to wander. Gosh, I just heard that tone in my voice. I'm just sitting with it for a second. It's like that crappy teacher's tone of voice, which is so freaking disconnected. Good, I'm back again. So just allow your attention to expand into all of your body, Sue. Just gently wander over your body and notice what comes up first. When you emailed me to say pick me, you were the first cab off the rank actually, you talked about the shoulder injury, but what about the foot and the ankle? Which one comes up strongest now? What feeling comes up? Is it the physical feeling or is it something else?
Do you know what? It's not in any of those. It's a physical feeling in the ends of my fingers. So I think that, yeah, there's a lot of tension in my shoulders and that's ending up in my hands and fingers. I know I hold one shoulder higher than the other and that may have been from the injury. I don't know.
Yeah. So just paying gentle attention to the fingers. Yeah. So just paying gentle attention to those fingers. Smiley kind of, you know, it's easier for you than some of the other people on the call because you know that there's your body sends you messages. You know that your mind, body and spirit send you messages. So getting smiley about the message of those, of that feeling in your fingers. There's a willingness that we feel, an openness and even a curiosity about what's going on there. What's my body trying to tell me? What's my energy trying to tell me? What's my emotions trying to tell me? What's these thoughts and ideas trying to tell me? There, you're in a beautiful place for the answer to flow. I'm muting my mic every now and again when I go to cough.
You know, it's now moved from my fingers and hands to just all through my body. There's an awareness. And I don't know that it's just any one particular part. I just feel the the flow through all of my extremities.
Wonderful.
It doesn't seem to be getting blocked anywhere. Maybe my neck is not in a good place.
So just bring a smiley awareness that itself is a message. And an openness and a curiosity and a willingness to know what that message is.
My heart is pounding like crazy.
Wow.
Oh, my God. And,
now that's not yours, is it? Is that yours?
I think it's my horse. You know, I think he's thinking, my God, what's going on here?
Yeah, I thought it was your horse too. This is your new boy.
Yeah.
So if his heart's pounding like that, why is he communicating that to you? Why are you picking that up? There'll be a reason for it.
Because he's worried about me getting on him with my tense, braced seat. That's my theory.
Okay, so did that actually calm the heart racing down? Did that slow down?
Let me take a big breath. Let me see. I think it has.
Mm. Yeah, but it's not all gone.
No, it's not.
So at best, it's only part of the answer. So just sit with the willingness to understand the communication of that racing heartbeat. Curiosity, why is that happening? What's he trying to tell me? For those who are new to this work, because I know we've got a big lot of people who are new to this work on this seminar today. This is just one of Sue's fields at work. I sent you all out the video presentation about the five ways of feeling. So this is just a perfectly natural, normal, everyday ability to communicate non-verbally. And we all have our own unique ways that we communicate non-verbally, which is, you know, why I did that video presentation, to bring it to people's attention. And this racing, you know, the things Sue's been doing today and that Louise was doing before her are just their ways. Your way will be different to their way. So for those who are listening, you're paying attention to the energy moving in your body. You're paying attention to the thoughts and ideas that are flowing across your mind, and you're just letting them flow across your mind until you find the gold at the bottom of them. You're letting the emotions come up, observing them and letting them flow open to the message of what they're trying to tell you. There. Susan, what else just came up?
But I've found a relaxation in my legs. Not holding the tension there anymore. And, you know, I think this is part of the injury problem, is that I'm just holding so much tension in my muscles.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what gets in the road of injuries healing. And that's exactly why we can heal even old injuries. When you relax that tension, it's like the body goes, oh, now I can shuffle things back the way they should be. Now, for you, I thought we were going to do some seat work, but your actual riding seat is beautiful. We've worked at least twice on it, once online in a clinic about 6 months ago, and once here live in a clinic about 5 years ago. And your actual seat connection, the connection of your sitting bones to the saddle, is beautiful. So I won't go through the seat itself with you. I'll choose the next person to do that with. But for you, I need you to go walk this in.
Yeah.
So keep your headset on. If it's got no wires on it, and literally walk slowly up and down the room in pretty much straight lines, slowly flexing your feet. And as you flex your feet, feel every inch of that flexion, feel every centimetre of that flexion as your feet bends on the floor, and feel the beingness of the earth underneath your feet. Really
taking my slippers off.
You'll need your bare feet. Really, really flex your feet. Let the toes bend. Really feel the bend through your feet.
I feel like I'm going to fall over. I know. Wobbling all over the place.
Yep. And I see this in my clinic here in Rokeby all the time. People's bodies literally need to reorganise. That's why you feel really wobbly.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Just keep focusing on the beingness of the earth underneath your feet and flexing and bending every scrap of your feet, really letting the feet, every bit of the feet flex on the floor. And you can feel the earth underneath your feet. You live in this beautiful place that you just enjoy so much. There, your heart chakra's just opened up huge. What just happened then?
I'm starting to walk without feeling all over the place. I'm just, I think I've got it. It's painful in that injured foot, though. There's a bit of pain there.
Okay. So just open up to all the threads of that pain. You're opening up to all the threads behind it. You're opening up to what your body's communicating with you around that pain. Holy shit. God, I've got excitement just woofing up in me.
I've never done this before, Jenny. It's amazing. It's just, why hasn't the physio got me doing this? I mean, really?
Because without the aha moments, without realizing that not all of that was yours, it was a waste of time. They wouldn't have got to the bottom of it.
And now I can feel it in my left hip. So, well, as you know, I've had bursitis issue there. So it was probably all from the foot injury anyway.
Yeah.
The way I...
And the unevenness of it?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what's happening with that feet pain?
Yeah, it's getting better. It's much more mobile. Gosh, might even be able to squat down and do the gardening now, the weeding that I've been avoiding for the last 8 years.
Well, I see no reason to do anything that you don't want to do. You just chuck the shoulds out of the window. We don't have to should do anything. If you enjoy it, you can go and do it. Okay, now the shoulders are... Now the shoulders are starting to change. Let your shoulders kind of shrug. And
how did you know that? They've dropped.
Because I'm good at what I do. For those who haven't worked with me before, what I teach you how to do with your horse, I'm doing with you when I'm working with you. I am not feeling into, I am not looking into Susan. Excuse me while I just mute. I'm not looking into Susan. I'm paying gentle attention to what's going on in my own body, and I feel her while I'm working with her, just like you feel the communication with the inside of your horse when you're working with them. Same deal. Okay. Oh, Susan, your doctor husband's going to have a fit if you tell him what's happened to you today.
Anyway, don't tell him because I will have to do the weeding then.
Okay, what's going on with the foot flexion?
Yeah, that's good. And what is really good is that my shoulders dropped. I seem to be more mobile through my back. It's it's great. The brace is moving away and out and gone.
Yeah. Soak that up, kiddo.
It's just this pain in the hip, Jenny. That's come back, and I think that, you know, I need to deal with that.
Okay. So just
in the bursa, I mean. Yeah.
Now this is weird. I was going to get you to pay gentle attention to it, but you've actually done enough for one day.
Yeah, I think so.
It's for another day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can do too much. Yeah. I was going to say you can do too much healing. That's actually not true. There are times when the amount that you've done is perfect for today.
Yep.
Now, sit back down for me.
Mm-hmm.
And feel
right.
How much has changed in the connection, because your seat, as I said, the actual connection of your seat to the to your horse has been beautiful for quite a while. But what's changed is the ability for your spine to kind of move with your breathing.
Yeah. And for my shoulders, right down through to my fingertips, to have released all that tension. And, you know, that is fabulous. That's a fabulous
Well, feeling. just imagine if when you go, you know, after this seminar, when you go to look at that video of Sue and I laughing in my lounge room, pretending to be a horse and a rider, think about how much that tension was communicated through the reins. So you're doing classical work. Every time you picked up a rope or a rein, that tension was what you were communicating.
Yep. Yeah, no wonder my horse's heart was racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going, oh, here we go again. All this tension.
Yeah, now, that brings me to this. This is the third time this has popped up into my mind while I've been working with you today, so I'm going to say it. Redo fast track.
I am doing it. Yeah.
Oh, good. Because, you know, your connection with Ignite is so incredibly strong, and you might have forgotten why it's so strong, because you were literally working your way through all those layers.
Yes, yes.
And those lessons will remind you to work through all those layers with your new boy. What's your new boy's name?
Monty.
Monty. I knew it. Monty. I did know that I know it. I did know that I knew it, but... Okay, so your seat bones on the chair.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, we're going to work with the next person. We're actually going to go through... because the more people we cover today, the better. Well done, Sunshine.
Thank you, Jenny.
So what are you going to tell when you, because your husband's a doctor, so he's going to notice that you're moving different. Like, what are you going to tell him?
I'll tell him it's all horsey stuff. he'll say, ah, he'll just throw his hands up in the air. That stuff again.
That weird stuff again.
Yeah.
Bless his little cotton socks. Okay, sweetheart. Well done, you.
Thanks.
Well done. Karen, we're doing some magnetic seat work with you today. Could you put your hand up, please? Press *7 on the little keyboard on the web call or on your phones. There she is. Hello, Sunshine. How are you?
Good morning, Jenny. I'm very well, very well. Enjoying the seminar.
Yeah, wow. We've got goosebumps with some of the stuff that's happening here today. Hey. Incredible. Okay, so what I want to do with you is I need somebody to take through the actual riding seat work, you know, the actual seat work, so that people can get a feel for that themselves. And then we'll work individually with anything that comes up with you that's in the road of your seat getting really magnetic. So, everybody, on your flat chair, either face the back of the chair or have the chair just sitting a little bit back from the desk so that you can put your fingertips on the desk. And if you're facing the back of the chair, then you can just hook your fingers around the edges. COVID. Oh, no, it's not. I'm only kidding. Okay, so there's some reshuffling going on in everybody's houses at the moment. That's good. So for you, Karen, and everybody else, I want you to pay gentle attention to your outward breath. Soften your eyes with this absolute knowing from the incredible things that have been happening today, that everything is a message. You know, our bodies are communicating with us non-verbally, our spirits are communicating with us, and our minds are communicating with us. Our horses are communicating with us. The people we love in our lives are communicating with us. So just allow your attention to gently become aware of all the ways that you are feeling inside yourself. And this is everybody. Just smilingly aware of all the ways in which the inside of you might be communicating with your conscious mind. Give yourselves a bit of a wriggle. Roll your shoulders back. Have a bit of a stretch, because the healing energy here today is gobsmacking. And although I've been working one-on-one with Louise and Susan, you've all been impacted by this. So, you know, roll your shoulders backwards, roll them forwards, have a bit of a stretch, have a bit of a wriggle, smile. And now, everyone, feel your seat bones against the chair, where they're contacting the chair. Just notice everything about it. Don't fix anything. Don't do anything. Just notice. Notice whether they're even. Notice if they're not even. Don't change it. just notice. The thing about this work, the thing about this magnetic seat work that we do here, what makes this so special is that we don't have to fix something every time we get on a horse. We don't have to check, is my leg in the right place? Is my seat in the right place? Is my arms in the right place? It all happens effortlessly when you fix the things that are behind your seat not being perfect in the first place. So the magneticness, you know, the beautiful connection of your seat to your horse is effortless. That's what makes this work so special. So, Karen, notice that there is just a little difference between your left and right sitting bones. And yep. that as you're bringing your awareness to yep. them, they're actually starting to change a little all by themselves. You've worked with me before, so this is happening a bit faster for you than it might be for some other people. Isn't it funny? There's kind of like a breath in it, isn't there? Breathing's got something to do with it.
Mm.
Okay. Now, when I first tuned into you, or tuned into me with you in my mind, I could feel uneven sitting bones. Did you feel those uneven sitting bones?
Yes.
Yep.
Slightly.
But they're not...
Not much.
Yeah, no, it was only small. But you can feel now that that's gone, hasn't it?
I'm not sure. I think so.
Yeah, they feel pretty even to me.
Let me explain
to everybody what's happening. By bringing her attention to her body, by bringing her inner awareness to her seat bones, her body has automatically recognized the unevenness and gone in to fix it. Remember I talked earlier about relevant stuff and irrelevant stuff? Whatever Karen had in her body was irrelevant. She didn't need to know anything about it. So her body just kind of, you know, she brought her awareness to it and her body just slid it into place. Now, if there was something for her to know or do about it in this moment, she would have had an aha insight about her horse, or, you know, like Louise, about some person, you know, some old situation. But in this case, it was irrelevant. It's this easy, everyone. It's literally this easy. The thing is, kind of creating the habit of listening and creating the habit of awareness, which is what we do in all our programs.
I was just going to ask, like, when I get on my horse next time, it's a good thing to just sit there quietly, go inside myself and just do like a check.
Yep. I actually put that in the keys to success on the webpage. I actually wrote that as one of the keys to success. Now, when you think about sitting on your horse, notice your seat bones changed. Now, this is interesting. Because now your attention's going to have to expand to your horse as well, not just to your own body, but to your horse. Now, Karen, your body is tingling all over, isn't it?
A bit, yeah.
Yeah. There's a thing happening that I call heaven and earth meeting in the saddle. It's a really interesting feeling. It's like, it's like hyper awareness, but a really kind of happy hyper awareness.
It's like sinking roots through the saddle into your horse.
Yeah. That, sunshine, is the magnetic seat.
Wow.
Soak it up, kiddo.
They're gentle, loving roots, not aggressive.
Yeah, yeah. The connectedness. It's a connectedness together.
My horse is standing outside the window in the grass.
Oh, absolutely how beautiful quiet. Is that? So there's two things, there's three things behind a magnetic seat, and I just want to bring everybody's attention to that. One was the inner awareness, and in Karen's case, it just flowed that fast. I've got to tell you, I don't think I've seen it flow that fast for someone before, Karen. So don't other people have expectations of their magnetic seat flowing that fast? Karen's actually done quite a bit of work before she got to that. You've been on Fast Track for a while, haven't you?
Yes, yes, and other seminars work with you.
Yeah, you did the Paradox of Healing Clinic and and then the one that we just did.
Yes, that was amazing.
Oh, yeah. We're going to run another one of those later this year. So I'm just making sure that people don't compare themselves to someone else and someone else's progress, because each of us is on an individual journey. We've all got our own individual feels, ways of feeling inside ourselves. We've got our own individual genetics. We've got our own individual life experiences, traumas, resistances. You name it, we are utterly unique, and to compare ourselves to anybody else is a complete and total wank.
There's the wank.
Nothing like my language making people laugh. Bring a bit of lightness of spirit to it. So, tuning into her body and her inner awareness was the first key. The second key was actually allowing her attention to flow through to her horse. A magnetic seat comes from a horse in self-carriage and a human in self-carriage meeting together. It's like heaven and earth meet in a saddle. And they're words that give me goosebumps, because I felt so often, not just in me, and, you know, I'm an overweight old lady, and I can find heaven and earth in the saddle with no athleticism at all. So it's cleaning up what's behind the riding seat, not being effortlessly perfect in this moment. And and the horse.
I'm sinking deeper into my chair.
Yeah. So even when you're thinking about your horse, you see sinking deeper in your chair. Now, everybody, notice your seat bones on the chair. I still haven't taken people through the flexion part to actually find that perfect seat. We are going to find someone that it suits to do this with.
I don't feel my seat bones much anymore. It's just like melting away.
Yeah, that's the real centaur stuff. Karen, you know, you've ridden endurance all over the world and in the outback of Africa and done some really exciting stuff. Can you just imagine what it's going to feel like to have this feeling at a gallop?
I did sometimes, and then a little springbucky came up and scared my horse and off I went. So I lost it there for a moment because she thought it was leopard.
Yeah, well,
but nothing,
I guess it was
nothing.
Yeah.
But I don't do endurance anymore. It's,
yes, I knew you didn't do it anymore.
No, but it doesn't matter. It's you want this connection and you want this also for the health and well-being of your horse. You want a happy, healthy horse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't express it better. This is part of
amazing. I first felt my seat bones and the right one more than the left, and then they balance, and now it's as if they've gone.
Now you're actually feeling, and this is weird because you're sitting in a chair, but when you do this on your horse, you're going to feel this flowing between you and your horse. Now there's an energy flowing. Just imagine your horse underneath you, because now there's an energy flowing between you and your horse.
Then it would be a powerhouse.
I know. All the great riding masters talk about a circuit of energy between horse and rider. Every single one of them talk about this circuit of power or circuit of energy between horse and rider. And the tiniest percentage of 1% of people ever experience anything remotely leading to it. And when you get on your horse, you're going to have it in your hands and your butt and your horse's legs.
That's going to be exciting. I'm getting actually hot. I put on many layers because it's a cold morning, but I'm actually hot. I'm feeling hands are tingling, my whole body is heated.
Yeah, it's like a really happy hyper awareness, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And here's the other key to success. Soak it up. Allow your attention to just expand all over your body and notice everything about what this feels like. Because, Karen, this can be your new normal.
Oh, I'd happily accept that.
I thought you would.
No worries.
See, some people's idea of you're already a super competent rider, so the idea of having a powerhouse underneath you doesn't frighten the crap out of you. But for those who are kind of made nervous about the idea of having a powerhouse underneath you, don't be. You'll be working with your horse and the circumstances in you at any given moment. So you won't need to worry about Karen's gobsmacking powerhouse that she's going to have underneath her.
But it's also in harmony. It's not uncontrolled wild power. It's in
yes,
harmony.
Exactly. Exactly. And your seat is so... the interface, the place where your body meets the horse's body is so kind of integrated together that it's easy to flow with the horse's movement.
Yes. Because the horse has no fear. Me too.
I've got goosebumps running up and down my back. Hang on, got to mute again. Okay.
I hope I can get this back next time I'm in the saddle.
The key to success is going to be exactly the insight that came to you at the beginning. You sit on your horse and you take yourself through the awareness.
Mm.
And because you've already been working with your horse to remove and release all layers of fear and tension that were locked in his body, it's going to be very quick. And you take whatever time it takes to get there.
Yeah.
You know, if you had to mount up and sit there for 10 minutes today and 20 minutes tomorrow and 30 minutes the next day, then you would not walk off until you had it.
No.
It's because this is your ultimate. This is, you know now what it can feel like.
Oh, yes.
And because you've done all that fast track work of, you know, releasing tension from his first haltering and releasing tension from his first saddling and, you know, all these layers of crap that horses carry, that when we put our foot in the stirrup, these layers of crap don't just disappear. They're still there as tension in their bodies. Because you've paid attention to all of that, he's going to be with you pretty quick.
Good. Hmm.
Gosh, that feels exciting, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. I might just saddle her and sit around in the yard because everything is totally soggy, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's well worth whatever time that next little step takes, because
yeah.
Now you've had a taste of this. I guarantee you, you're not going to be willing to settle for anything less.
No.
No.
Oh. Thanks for that, Jenny.
Oh, you're welcome.
And by the way, you're not old.
No, I don't think I'm old either. I'm ready. I'm committed to being in the saddle in my 80s.
Oh, definitely.
I'm 60. This year.
Oh, you're a 55-er.
Yeah.
Mm. Like me.
Oh, there we go.
Mm.
Okay, Tara, you're next off the rank. Could you put your hand up, please, love? Thanks for sharing that with us, Karen. That was invaluable. So, Tara, you put your hand up by pressing star 2 on the little keypad on the web call or on your phone keypad. And if Tara's not with us for some reason, who's after that? Katie. Katie Leone is next after that. I can see you on the call there. Looks like Tara's not with us. Tara, if you're just fumbling to get with us, then when we've had a chat to Katie, we'll come back to you. Put your hand up. In the meantime, Okay. Looks like it's Katie Leone. Katie, I know we've got some you've got some injuries that you want to work on. Can you sit with me while I talk everybody through a different way of finding their seat bones?
Yes. Yeah,
happy
sure.
to work on that with me at the same time. So far we've done everything else but that, and I wanted to give people an experience of this. Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Good. Okay.
So paying gentle attention to your outward breath, everyone. You're sitting in a flat chair. You're either facing the back of the chair with a bit of a gap so that you can hold your hands at rein height on the back of the chair, or you're sitting facing the desk and you can just put your fingertips or the back of your fingers on the resting against the edge of the desk. And allow your attention to just expand into the whole of your body. So you're paying gentle attention to your outward breath and maybe to your heartbeat. And if you can't feel your heartbeat, then just imagine that you can. Notice the flex of your ribs and your breathing. Some of you might need to get up and walk around and then come back, because we've been sitting for an hour and a half already. In fact, maybe everybody just jump up a second and have a bit of a stand up, shake your legs, have a bit of a wriggle, get your shoulders moving, rolling backwards and forwards. You know, doing seat work while we're feeling stiff after sitting there for an hour and a half probably isn't the... Stamp your feet, literally stamp your feet on the ground, get that circulation going in your legs. You should see the cat. She's looking at me with her eyes popping out of her head. What are you doing? rattle your knees. Rattle your knees. Let the rattle of your knees kind of travel up and rattle your spine as well. Let it rattle your butt muscles. Get a real kind of vibration going by rattling your knees. Okay, now we can sit back down again. Okay, so paying gentle attention to your outward breath and the way that your ribs move as you breathe. Ah, that feels better. Now we've had a bit of a wriggle. Allow your attention to gently wander over your body. And your awareness to just become aware of what your seat bones feel like on the chair. Now, just like we were talking about with everybody else, you're not going to fix it. You're not going to change it on purpose. I'm going to step you through exploring it. But you're not trying to fix anything. You're open to the message that your body is, that your body, mind, and spirit is bringing you, so that it is fixed permanently, so that your seat is effortless. That's what you've watched happening with everyone today. Effortless, effortlessly beautiful riding seat. So, feeling where your seat bones meet the chair. Notice any unevennesses. Notice, you know, if one seat bone's a little forward of the other, notice what it feels like. And it's a smiley kind of noticing, you know, a kind of curiosity about it. Because all this inner awareness stuff is non-verbal communication from your own self, from the inner part of you. Okay. So now we're just going to explore some stuff here about what it feels like to arch your back, to sit up straight and arch your back. Now, to pause for a second and slowly sit up straight and arch your back and notice what happens to your seat bones and what it feels like in the rest of your body. God, that feels revolting. I'm having to cough a bit every now and again today. And then slide your tailbone closer to the ground, which takes the arch out of your back. And notice what that feels like. So just put a tiny arch in this time and then slide your tailbone closer to the ground slowly. And notice what that feels like. Interesting, isn't it? Now, take the arch in your back the other way. It's like sliding your tailbone closer to the ground and sitting on your pockets. And notice what that feels like. And then slowly roll your pelvis back the other way until it feels good. And again, put a tiny arch in your back. Sit up straight. How often were we told to sit up straight in a riding lesson? Sit up straight and notice the tension that just came into your seat. That is not a tension that we want in our riding seat. So now just gently slide, smile with your eyes and slide your tailbone a little closer to the ground. There. Now I want you to frown. Screw your face up, Katie, and frown. A real kind of concentrating, focusing frown. And notice what happened to your butt and your seat bones. What just happened to your butt and seat bones when you did that, Katie?
Just all tightened up. But doing the back rolling thing, I realised that I don't know if I can remember not hurting in my, kind of like for us women where you do your bra up on the middle back, and there's a lot of huge amount of tension there. So my focus, even though I'm very in tune with my tailbone because the yoga I do is all about tailbone, it automatically just comes straight up to the mid area. But yes, you're right. Ooh. When I frown, everything, which is interesting.
Yeah. Now smile and feel what happens to your body when you smile. Feel what happens to your seat when you smile.
That's why it's good to sing when you're riding.
Isn't that interesting? I'm not a fan of that. That feels like a bit like a disconnect to me.
It used to work for me when I was writing, and I got a bit nervous. Huh. Maybe instead of just smiling, it was my way of,
Yep. Yep. Oh, my God, she's gone. Okay, I'll talk you back through this until Katie gets back. So, now think about your horse. And smile. And notice what changes in your body. Now, I want you to put your feet, turn your toes inwards. And notice what just happened to your seat bones. Oh my goodness. Did you feel how crappy that feels? And how much that actually disconnected your seat from your horse? Now just allow your legs to just be toes out a little bit. I know you're sitting in a chair, but the same stuff translates to when you're actually on the horse. Oh, good, Katie, you're back.
Sorry, I've got new headphones and they're really sensitive. I don't normally have them in, but I touch the outside and it hangs up on the cord. I've had it happen like four times during it. So I'm going to have to watch that.
Cool. So I just led them through.
Yeah, cool.
I just led them through turning their toes in. Turn your toes in, Katie, and feel what happens to your seat bones.
Yeah. It's tiny.
Isn't that horrible? When you're sitting on a chair like this and you're only focusing on yourself, this is what makes this work so incredibly good. It enables us to focus completely on ourselves, whereas you might not notice it quite as easily on a horse, you know, when you're thinking about what the horse is doing as well. Not for the first time.
Really,
young.
I don't know how anyone can really feel confident in the saddle when they've been taught all this. Maybe they find their own way in between it all.
So very many people are disconnected from their horses in the saddle. I said to Karen earlier, the tiniest percentage of 1% of people have ever felt what she's about to feel when she goes and sits on a horse for the first time. The tiniest percentage of 1%. Because
and they think they're having fun.
Yeah, well, you know, just wait to see what kind of fun you're going to have after getting this kind of riding seat and connection.
Yeah.
So now, another thing we were taught to do, squeeze. Bring your legs in for a squeeze.
Oh, yeah.
And notice what happens to your bones. Complete and utter disconnect. I was taught to squeeze my horse to go. You know, if you kick them, that kick's even worse. That's a complete seat disconnection. But the squeeze, holy snapping turtles, that's a way to perch on the top of your horse and get tipped off if anything goes wrong. So, what other things? Fetal position. You know, when you're scared and you kind of go into fetal position, feel what happens to your sitting bones then. It's like, oh, my God. Now, in that funny video of Sue and I, at the end of the riding position stuff, Sue demonstrates what it's like in these different riding positions when you actually try to use your body as a fine communication tool with your horse if your back's arched and your toes are in and or if you're in fetal position, and I literally cannot feel what her body is trying to communicate with me in those other positions. But when her sitting bones are in neutral, which is the place that I've been getting you to find by rolling gently forwards and backwards and finding the place that feels really good to you. And we'll do that again in a minute. Then the communication from her body was instant. In fact, it's so strong. The communication from the writer's body is so strong that I actually have to focus on making sure people don't override their horse, because their body position is so strong they can literally turn their horse beyond the horse's willingness because this seat's so powerful. But that's a subject for another day. We want to be working with a horse who's feeling good and willing in every step of the way. Okay, so just once more, everybody, I want you to take your awareness inside your body. Just smile gently. Feel your seat bones on the chair. Excuse me. Gently arch your back a little, just not too much, just a little bit, and feel how that's taken you out of your seat bones being flat on the chair. And then gently slide your tailbone closer to the ground, just to the place where it feels really good. Oh gosh, I've got a terrible sense of humour. My husband's in bed asleep and I'm doing really good.
I think he's used to by now, Danny.
Well, we've been together 45 years, so...
beautiful.
So I guess he's used to me by now. And be aware there's people on the call who've got unevenness in their seat bones. Just softly aware of the message of them. You're open. You're curious about, why is this happening? Katie, is that your neck sore?
No, it's my back. Somebody else.
Okay, somebody's got a sore neck. Just as you opened up to the unevenness of your seat bones, there was a neck thing going on. Just allow your attention to get curious about that too. Each thing that comes up as you're paying gentle attention, just allow yourself to be open and curious and wondering, what's going on here? Why is this happening? What's the message? There. Open to the idea that it's not all yours. Remember Louise's call earlier? And Susan too. Okay, Katie. So you've got an old injury, and some of what we've just done has literally helped it, hasn't it?
I don't know. It's brought it to my attention.
Good. Good. Yeah. So paying gentle attention to whatever comes up for you, and this is everybody, whatever comes up for you in this moment is what you're going to pay gentle attention to. So what is coming up for you in this moment, Katie?
Sorry.
Ooh.
Enough.
Ooh.
I should say that. I'm sorry. I just kept getting this thing. They were all mostly women here, but anyway, I just kept getting this thing. A breast reduction would be really good. That pressure I have in my mid-back, I'm thinking, what is going on? And then I just kind of gave myself a bit of support and went, that actually feels better. So I don't know what's the deal. It's like, you know, maybe that, I don't know.
Okay. Now, that's fascinating. I'm going to tell you, we've got one bloke on.
Oh, hello, bloke. Doesn't matter. Maybe the past life.
Well, we've all been in different sexes in past lives, haven't we?
That's it.
Okay, so get curious about that. You're thinking that the size of your breasts is actually impacting the way your spine's able to move. Mm. And I'm telling you, you were given big breasts for a reason.
Oh, that's good to know. Thanks for that.
So,
considering I didn't have any kids or anything.
So just allow yourself to get curious about that idea that that you need more support. That yeah, that whole look for all the open your mind to all the threads behind this thing.
The support just obviously isn't just physical.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did have a back injury years ago with nursing. I got pulled over with a patient. I was out with a physio and workers' comp for about 6 months, but it's not in that area. That's my lower back, which seems okay. This is burning kind of in the middle back, and it annoys me when I try and meditate. It's just there. So yeah. I'll sit with the support thing because that feels pretty powerful where that's going.
Yeah, and notice what's actually happening to your seat bones. As you've made a commitment to yourself to understand that, I want to make this a really big deal for everybody. You just made a commitment to yourself to understand that, and that's going to flow. We don't need to see this fall and for you to get that answer. Because it's going to flow anyway. It'll flow, you know, the answer will pop in when you're meditating, or it'll pop in when you're with your horse, or pop in when you're sweeping the floor or whatever.
Yes. And that's a really big thing, because I used to think, that it should be coming there when I'm focused on it right now and all my intention's on it right now. And that's a shitload of pressure to put on myself, first of all, and disappointment.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to come right then at all. Just because I've just started the intention, you know, it could be a week, it could be a month, it could be a year. I mean, you know, who knows? Some things unroll over time.
Yeah. And I want you to notice that the physicality of your body's just changed while you were talking.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. I can definitely feel my seat bones a lot. My seat bones are a lot more connected. They were connected before, but they're definitely, it's softer.
Deeper now, softer.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Get all
kind of
smiley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the keys to success for everybody around this. Soak that up. Because it's the soaking it up. You know this, but we've got so many new people on today that I'm making a big deal
out of
it.
And that's exciting, by the way, Jenny. I think it's really exciting. Welcome to the new people. It's a heck of an adventure. You're in the right place.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Thank you.
I just wanted to share that. Yeah. I've been around a little while and it's never dull. It's just beautiful adventure. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down, but at least I understand my guidance system. God, I used to be so pissed off at it. You know, and now I can become my friend. Oh, I was like, get out of the bloody way, will you? I don't want to feel this crap.
Things were such a struggle, weren't they?
And I don't have to understand now. That's the other thing that's really tripped me up a lot too, is expecting to know now.
Mm.
It doesn't always happen that way. For me anyway, that's my personal experience.
And even as you're saying that, your seat's gone deeper into the chair.
Mm. I tend to roll my shoulders forward and be a bit, my back a bit, not very straight, but my seat bones, I'm focusing on my seat bones, yes.
Now, that's interesting. be aware be aware of the rolling forwards of your shoulders, but don't make it wrong.
Yeah.
Whenever we make anything wrong, we're kind of getting in the road of awareness. And this, again, is more for the new people than it is for you.
I try to roll, but when I do try and do good posture as such, put my shoulders back, I have that pain in my mid-back again. So it's always this this thing of trying to, you know, sit up properly, not on my shoulders, and then I get almost straight away that pain around there. So it deters me from actually having good posture.
Okay, pause. This is just perfect for this session with all these newbies. Stop trying to fix it, mm-hmm. Katie. You're trying to fix
it.
Of course. Of course. But because you're trying to fix it, you're literally struggling against the problem over and over and over again. You're having to fix it over and over and over again.
Yes.
So notice the forwardness. Notice the role of notice where you think that's a little bit off, you know, the roll of your shoulders forwards, and just be open and curious about why.
Yes,
and just sit with that. This is what's so special. Oh, you already know this. This is what's so special about this work. When you've cleared it, it's cleared. The job's done. You don't have to do it over and over and over again. You don't have to get in the saddle and, you know, check that this is in the right place and the legs are in the right place and the hands are in the right place, because it all just flows effortlessly. There. Now you've found the energy of willingness about those shoulders rolled forwards. Now you've found the energy of the, you know, open to understand what's going on here. And it's all the threads of what's going on here, because, of course, this is about more than horses.
Connection. This is why for a long time I haven't felt that in the saddle. I don't feel it when I'm not in the saddle.
Well, I mean, this is, I've said it before on the call today, but this is what makes this work so special, that we're able to do it, that we're able to so intimately focus inwards, because we haven't got a horse underneath us to worry about.
New meditation wave.
Your lower back has got more flex in it all of a sudden. Hasn't it?
Yeah. It feels softer.
Yeah. And there's your seat. You've just had heaven and earth meet with you in the middle. Feel that?
Yeah. It's really hard to hold on to, but the reason, it's not meant to be hard.
Yeah, and you don't hold on to it. It's a movement.
I know that wasn't. I knew you were going to pick me on that.
Of course.
Like, as soon as I said it, I went, no, that's not the word to say, Jenny. That's not the word at all. That's a too trying thing there.
Yeah, except that's it. But, you already knew that. But again, you know, all these lovely new people are getting the message that this is a moving awareness thing, not a, you know, oh my God, I found it, let me stay here, because then you stiffen up
so
and lose
it. That's what past teachings have been like, exactly. Yeah. You know, everything.
Now your seat is sinking deeper and deeper into your chair. Now put your girl in underneath you.
Yeah.
and smile with her.
Oh, I can. I just felt it straight away and have this really big sigh, like, oh, thank God. From her, that is. And this is what stopped me, Jenny. This is what stopped me for so long, is that I knew I wasn't right, and I don't want to present myself as some stuck, stiff, out of connection, you know, being on her back. I will not do it. So
I hear you.
I've done that.
And you've done all the work with her.
Yeah.
You know, you've done all that fast track work with her. You've done the halt to releasing. You've done the saddle stuff. You've done the, you know, each layer of tension that was in her body that's presented over this time. You've helped her release it and clear it.
And sometimes had to re-release when she came down from Queensland. I don't know how rough handled they were or whatever. They got her here and I'm very grateful. But for the first, 2 months, it was like I had a horse who wouldn't let me put the halter on. I hadn't had that in a long time and I had to work with it all over again. And now she puts her head down for me again. But it took a few months. So sometimes we go back again.
Yeah, well, they were rough. Or oblivious. She's used to your...
Yes.
Awareness and consideration of her, and she was probably shocked that there were still some dickheaded humans out there.
And that's that the truth. But as I say, I'm grateful she got there safely.
God bless us all.
That's it. Keeps it interesting in life.
Actually, just so long as everybody knows, I include myself in jokes like that. Mm. Okay, who's next on my list?
Thanks, Jenny.
You're welcome.
Thanks, and the man.
And the man.
Lightness of spirit. I think I'd get on well with your kitty cat, the lightness of spirit.
Yeah.
When he's around. Thanks, Jen.
Marie, you're next on the list, and we've probably got time to do a quickie. Yep. Time for one more quickie. Put your hand up, *2, Marie. There she is.
Yep. Hey, Jenny.
How are you, sunshine? Okay, you've worked with me before, so this is going to be a quickie, which is why I was game to pick you up when we're just on the 2-hour mark and everybody's, you know, well and truly been sitting for long enough. So tell us a bit about you and your horse. I know about it, but, you know, just for everybody else.
Yeah, well, Bonino's pretty awesome, being a Guy Fawkes Brumby. He's very much my heart horse, probably the third one I've been lucky enough to have.
Yep.
And, my main issue is pretty much just getting on by myself, because usually I'm by myself.
Yep.
And I have huge anxiety about getting on by myself. It's not so bad when I've got other people with me. It's the by myself issue and the fear that goes with being hurt when no one else is around.
Okay, perfect. So, perfect, says Jenny.
No, you're absolutely right.
a perfect example. Okay,
yep.
So paying gentle attention to your outward breath. Now, here's the thing. Allow your attention. If you're not worn out yet, some of you won't. Some of you will actually feel better if you sit back and just pay gentle attention to what's going on around you instead of in you, because this has been a pretty intense kind of a session with lots of healing happening and all that kind of stuff. So just smile and go with the flow of what feels good for you. But for some of you, you can take your attention back inside again and notice what happens inside of you, what the inside of you feels like as I'm talking about this. the first not quite right that people experience in the saddle, and by not quite right, I mean the first early warning signal that something is not okay here. Excuse me, puss, do you mind if you sit on that keyboard the wrong way and disconnect me? I'll be really pissed off. All right? Here, would you like to get down? And you've had breakfast, so bad luck. Oh, she wants to go out. Hang on.
There.
Sorry about that, but if she stuck her foot on the wrong thing on my keyboard and disconnected me, I'd be cheesed off. So, the very first, one of the things we talk about in our work is this this feeling that something's not quite right. It's like an early warning signal. We don't have to wait till we feel fear or anxiety or, you know, any of the bigger emotions. We act on the first early warning signal that something is not quite right. And in my case, that's an absence of feeling good. So if I'm not feeling good, that is a not quite right. Some people, it took me a while to get to that. It took me some practice to get to that. So for most people, their first experience of not quite right on a horse's back is as they put their foot in the stirrup. Now, feel for the truth of that or not in each of yourselves. And this doesn't mean that you don't get to ride. This just means that for most people, the way they get on their horse is actually not okay for the horse. And it's not safe for them either. Notice what that feels like in your body as I'm talking about this. There's a way of getting on that actually balances out the saddle from side to side so that it doesn't pull on the horse's back. Just think of it. I know you're a tiny little thing, Ree, but yeah. What would you be? 50 kilos?
Oh, yeah, 50, 52.
Well, that wasn't a bad guess, eh? But think that's two sacks of chaff, right? 50 kilos, two sacks of chaff, all the weight in one stirrup, pulling on the horse's spine.
And he's round.
Yeah. So just allow yourselves to notice whether what I'm saying is true or not in your case. 50 kilos of chaff dragging on one stirrup, getting on. There is a way of getting on that equalizes the weight on both sides of the saddle. And it's one of the fast track lessons. And if anybody just wants that and not the rest of fast track, you can email me and I'll send you that lesson. But if anything inspires you to look at the fast track program. I don't normally on my free seminars talk about what else you can do to get what you want, but the excitement at the moment about this magnetic seat work is just so big. And a couple of months ago I decided to reduce the price of fast track because the videos are 12 years old, and back then YouTube was a baby, and the quality of the videos was really nowhere near as good as it is now. And I've got to upgrade all those videos. I've got to upgrade the quality of them. It'll be exactly the same videos, but I've got to upgrade the sharpness, and they've all got to be redone in my video program and re-uploaded to YouTube, and it takes a really long time to upload a really good quality video to YouTube, and it's going to take me a long time to do it. I don't know how long it's going to take, and so Fast Track's only $200 instead of $650 for until I finish that upgrade, and then it's going up from $650 to reflect its pricelessness. So, two things. Go look at Fast Track. If you don't want to do that and you just want the lesson on mounting, up without pulling on the horse's spine, then email me and I'll send you that. Maybe not today, but I'll send it to you. So, Ree, what does that feel like? The idea of actually getting on with no pulling on the horse's back and your weight equalised for the mounting process.
Feels pretty good, actually.
Okay. So paying gentle attention to your outward breath and allowing your attention to expand into the rest of your body again, and you're well practiced at this, so that's actually quite quick. That's happening very quickly for you. Now it's almost instantaneous when you decide to do it. Is there anything else that you need to know about getting on your horse by yourself?
I think I need to remember that it's okay to pause and not get on straight away.
Yes!
Which I am learning, because last time I remember telling you that I was pausing, and he was basically telling me stop pausing and just get on.
Yep.
And that time I did listen to him, because I did have a person with me, and as you know, the issue is when I'm on my own. So I think I just need to continue to practice on my own until I actually get it right, which is what I'm really looking forward to.
There you go. And now your energy's completely changed about it.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, now you've got your joyfulness back. High five, Ree.
Thank you.
High five. Well done. Well done, you. Okay, so has everybody got the idea that our inner awareness and our ability, hang on, I've got that freaking teacher's tone in my voice again. Let me just drop back in and this stuff is exciting. It lifts us up in happiness and joyfulness more and more every bit of progress that we make. You've heard it just then in Ree's voice. You heard it in Leonie. You heard it in Katie, I mean. You heard it in Louise and Susan. Each step forwards brings more and more ease and calm and peacefulness and happiness and joyfulness and excitement and curiosity that we didn't even know was possible, because it's out of the realms of what's happening for us normally. That's what I find so exciting about this work. Yeah, I didn't even know how disconnected I was, because it was normal for me. Okay, there's one other thing I've come up with to help people who want more from this after this seminar. I've also set up a or revived a page where you can have some group lessons. It'll be 3 to 4 people, limited to 3 to 4 people in a group. Gives you the chance of having some individual attention from me at the same time as the ability to watch 2 or 3 other people and learn in a more relaxed fashion when the focus isn't on you, although you can tell that the relaxation that comes out of working with me is pretty good. So both those things are at the bottom of the web page. There's a link to Fast Track at the bottom of the web page. There's a link to the information about the group lessons. It's 2 years or nearly 3 years since I last did a series of group lessons like this. And actually, Robin, hang on, let me just open you up. This is Robin from Victoria, isn't it? That I've opened up? No, is that Robin from Taipei? No, whoever it is isn't talking. Anyway, I was going to open Robin up because I'm pretty sure that that was how she met me, doing a came in to do a group lesson, and now she's on Ease and Grace and blowing me apart with some of the beautiful work that she's doing. So those group writing seat lessons are seriously limited, not just in, you know, probably no more this year, but also limited in the numbers that I can actually do over the next few weeks. So have a look at those for anybody who's interested in doing some more. Okay, I think we've covered... I had some papers here just to make sure that I, in each of the people we were working with, that we covered the things that I wanted to cover. On the webpage, there's a list of keys to success. I love hearing about how things are going afterwards. So please email me and tell me how things have been going, both from the seminar and after you've taken it out to your horse. And for those of you who've worked with me one-on-one today, come back and tell me how this goes with your horse so I can communicate it to everybody, because I'm sure everybody would be really excited to hear how that was when you took the results out to your horse. Because that's the big key, of course. Okay, I'm going to open up to say goodbye to everybody. Go forth and be happy. Oh, hang on. I didn't open up to everybody. Now I've opened up to everybody. Go forth and have happy times with your horses.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
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 Bye. Goodbye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the